birth of the Duchy of Bourbon. In total, 12 lords, 4 dames, 9 dukes and 3 duchesses succeeded as the head of the duchy in nearly 600 years, from the birth of the fiefdom in around 950 AD to 1532. It is at that date that the duchy returned to the crown when the male line became extinct. The name of the first known Bourbon ancestor, Aymar, appears in 909 in a famous charter, the donation deed by which William of Aquitaine founded the well-known Cluny Abbey in southern Burgundy for a Benedictine congregation. In 915, Aymar, holder of a public office in Deneuve, today Châtel de Neuvre, by the Allier River, for the Duke of Aquitaine, imitated his overlord in founding what would become the first of the 5 Cluniac priories, Souvigny. Mailleul and Odilon of Mercœur, 2 famous Cluniac abbots, met their death in Souvigny in 994 and 1049. Venerated as saints in their lifetime, the pilgrimage which started in Souvigny at their grave in the 11th century brought fame and legitimacy to the Archambault of Bourbon, along with substantial revenues. Aymar's son, Aymon I, can be considered the first lord of Bourbon in around 950. He signed 2 deeds confirming the Souvigny donation to Cluny from the castle. His descendants, the Archambault, gave birth to a powerful dynasty for the next 300 years in Bourbon. They continuously and forcefully looked after their territorial expansion whilst tactfully handling the susceptibilities of the French kings. This diplomacy, combining loyalty to the crown and will of independence, led the lords of Bourbon closer and closer to royal power. In a blaze of glory, the heir to the fiefdom, Beatrice of Burgundy, married Robert of Clermont, St. Louis's 6th son, in 1276. The Bourbons thus became the youngest branch of the Capetians, and the seigneury was elevated to the status of a duchy in 1327 for their son, Louis.